Hey everyone, welcome back. Today I want to talk about a really fascinating paper that just came out in the Journal of Nuclear Medicine, and it's got some interesting implications for how we think about early stage prostate cancer treatment. The study is called Dosimetry Analysis of 177 Lu-PSMAINT in Patients with Low-Volume Oligometastatic Hormone-Sensitive Prostate Cancer. And it's a secondary analysis of the LUNAR trial. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but stick with me, because the findings are actually quite compelling. So first, let me set the stage. We're talking about a specific subset of prostate cancer patients. Those with low-volume disease that spread to a few sites, we call this oligometastatic disease. The hormone is still sensitive to treatment, which is actually a good prognostic sign. The question the researchers asked was, what kind of radiation dose are these patients actually receiving when we treat them with lutetium-177 PSMA therapy? PSMA, for those not as familiar, is prostate-specific membrane antigen. It's a great target because it's expressed on prostate cancer cells. You bind a radioactive isotope to it, and boom, you're delivering targeted radiation directly to the tumor while trying to minimize harm to surrounding tissues. The LUNAR trial combined this radiotherapy approach with stereotactic body radiation therapy, SBRT, in these oligometastatic patients, and they compared it to SBRT alone. So the team went back and did a detailed dosimetry analysis to understand what was actually happening at the tissue level. Here's where it gets interesting. They measured absorbed doses to the organs at risk: the kidneys, salivary glands, liver, bone marrow, all the sensitive structures we worry about. The kidney dose came in at about 0.35 grays per gigabecquerel. The parotid glands saw 0. 20. Submandibular glands, 0. 24. These are all within what we'd consider acceptable safety thresholds. The liver and bone marrow doses were even lower. Now, they also analyzed 123 individual tumor lesions, 82 lymph nodes, 38 bone metastases, and a few soft tissue sites. And here's where it gets really interesting. There was huge heterogeneity. The median doses varied by lesion type, sure, but within individual patients, some lesions got hit with up to 22 grays, while others got barely detectable doses. The range across all lesions? 0.01 all the way up to 36. 73 grays. So you might think, okay, if most lesions are getting relatively low doses, how is the treatment working? But that's actually the elegant part of this finding. Despite these modest lesion doses, and despite the fact that there's no evidence of a tumor sink effect, meaning the tumor burden isn't disproportionately capturing the tracer, the combination of lutetium-177 PSMA plus SBRT showed a really significant improvement in progression-free survival. We're talking 17, 6 months versus 7, 4 months with SBRT alone. That's a hazard ratio of 0.37. That's genuinely impressive. What's happening, and the authors make this point pretty clearly, is that the therapy is likely treating occult disease, microscopic cancer that we can't even see on imaging. It's systemic. It's hitting disease burden beyond what our detection capabilities can identify. The SPECT imaging is showing us only a fraction of what's actually being treated. One other detail that caught my eye: there was a statistically significant difference in bone marrow dose between patients who developed grade 1 anemia and those who didn't. This is important because it suggests we might eventually be able to predict or individualize treatment based on dosimetry in the future. So what's the takeaway here? First, safety-wise, 177 LuPSMAINT appears to be well tolerated in this early stage disease setting. The organ at risk doses are kept within acceptable limits. Second, and maybe more importantly, this paper suggests that the clinical benefit we're seeing isn't purely about the localized doses to visible lesions. There's something more sophisticated happening. The therapy is reaching and controlling disease that conventional imaging misses. For clinicians and researchers, this is a pretty strong signal that the combination approach of radiotherapy plus lutetium-177 PSMA warrants further investigation, even in this early stage population. The fact that we see clinical benefit, despite what appears to be relatively modest measurable lesion doses, actually speaks to the systemic nature of this treatment. This is exactly the kind of mechanistic understanding that helps us use these tools more effectively. Great work by the team on the LUNAR trial. Definitely worth a read if you work in oncology or nuclear medicine. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.